A strong stance on immigration looks set to be repeated as an election tool in Australia. The citizenship testing discussion paper is available on the net, asking for feedback on proposals to tighten official migration systems. Compulsory English tests for all migrants are suggested, as well as tests on Australian values. My dad is an ABC Chinese and my mum is European.
I'm Eastern and I'm Western and I'm proud of both connections. Sort of harks back to the white Australia thing.
If we tested all people for English-speaking skills, it would insinuate that only English-speaking people have a right to live in our country.
Dividing people just because of a language barrier.
Opposition leader Kim Beazley continues to express support for the ideas, even going the extra mile by maintaining that all visitors to our shores sign a statement in accordance with Aussie ideals. Right-wing historian Keith Windschuttle is also arguing the case for assimilation, claiming that Australian multiculturalism has led to tribalism within society. Other academics, such as Professor Andreas Schloenhardt, expert in immigration and refugee law at the University of Queensland, scoff at suggestions of tribalism and point out that without any sort of Bill of Rights, Australia has no legal definition of Australian values anyway.
If we want to have greater national identity, to actually sit down and discuss what does it actually mean and what do we want in that.
The government is using the Dutch citizenship application process as an example for Australia, but this idea has been panned by academics.
Largely people of Asian, Middle Eastern and African countries are the ones that undergo the test. This system is not one that we would want to copy.
Professor Schloenhardt is also concerned that a filtered immigration system could prevent much-needed skilled workers from coming to Australia.
We need to recruit people from overseas, and we are competing with a lot of other countries in doing that.
Even if such people do pass our anticipated citizenship tests, it is unclear whether or not their non-English-speaking spouses and children would be allowed in, placing family values under major threat. Refugees without passports would also suffer under the suggested system due to an extended waiting period for citizenship. New migrants must now live in Australia for 4 years. Up until recently, it was only two. Ian Mule, Executive Director of the Ethnic Community Council in Queensland, illustrates.
They have to use the travel visa. That puts them in a very awkward position. Often when they're travelling overseas, they're not entitled to the benefits of citizenship overseas, so the protection of the Australian embassy and consul.
A generalised fear of terrorism is widely acknowledged as a key motivating factor for the proposed changes. Yet, as Dr. Schloenhardt points out, ASIO admits Australia has never had a problem with suspected terrorists under the current system. Comparisons with the infamous White Australia policy, which dominated much of early Australian immigration law, have been drawn. Dr. David Carter, Director of the Australian Studies Unit at UQ, explains.
The White Australia policy was frankly and directly about race and colour.
The citizenship testing discussion paper is open for debate until early November. Changes are expected to come into effect early next year. Mia Armitage reporting for CCN Online.